This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels. I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens. And today we're diving into a subject that I feel is raw and real and gets, I don't know, the space for women in business that is just a powerful space. Like, what happens when a woman, a powerful woman, becomes the villain in somebody else's story? That's what we're talking about today here on Superheroes in Heels. Look, Superheroes in Heels is here to fiercely empower women to step into their role, have command presence, own that capability that they are meant to have. And this is a topic that women who own their space and get into that space that's deep and real and raw and honest can often become the villain in somebody else's story. And so I just really wanted to talk about that in this episode today, because I don't think it's talked about often. And, you know, let's be honest, every powerful woman eventually becomes somebody else's villain, right? Not because she's cruel, like Cruella de Vil, right? But because she refuses to stay small. The moment that you set boundaries or you fire someone, you raise your prices, you say no to something, or simply take up the space that you were meant to take, somehow you cross the line for somebody. Those people who don't want you to grow. They want you to stay small, right? They want you to give them the cheapest deal. They want you to say yes to everything, right? But you're no longer just a leader when you cross that line. You're labeled difficult and cold and intimidating, or even worse, right? We've all heard the B word at least a time or two, right? We become the witch. We become the villain for somebody. And the sad part is that society has scripted this for women. Women are meant to be agreeable, right? We're meant to be nurturing and collaborative and non-threatening. And even though we are all of those things, we're so much more. And when it doesn't meet somebody else's standard or somebody else's belief, then suddenly we're the bad guys. You know, we become that villain, right? But leadership, as a leader, it asks for something so much more than playing small. It asks for you to step in and go deep. It asks for the decision-making that is necessary. It asks for boundary setting and confrontation occasionally, and authority to say, I have the right to say yes and no. There's this double standard out there. When men make tough decisions, he's decisive. But when women do it, oh, she's difficult. Same behavior. Completely different headline, right? All I want is for that equal space for us women in male-dominated industries, in life and in business, as leaders in all of those places. I want us to have that same headline that says we're decisive, right? That we're not just being difficult. Pause for just a moment and think about for yourself. Have you ever been called intimidating or unapproachable? Maybe someone called you cold because you didn't bend to their expectations. Or maybe the moment that you set a boundary, you felt that sting of backlash. Maybe I'm the only one, but I don't think so. Look, women pay a high social price for leadership that men rarely do. Friends may feel intimidated or left behind. Family might accuse you of changing. Oh, guess what? We all change. employees sometimes resist male authority more than they ever would a man's, right? And let's not forget the online world. Man, criticism targets women way more disproportionately. It just is not okay. Power isolates women in ways that it doesn't isolate men. When we step into our power, we don't just lose comfort. Sometimes we lose friendships. We lose approval. We lose belonging. We're rejected. You know, I remember relationships that shifted the moment that my authority grew. How about you? Maybe there's a time that you felt society pushed you away and punished you for success. Ever heard that saying, well, who do you think you are? And keyboard warriors, man, they can get in full force when they feel that you're all high and mighty in their eyes. And most of the time, they're not even willing to take the risk that you are, but somehow you're the one who's the villain. Let's talk about the realities of leadership here. You're going to make decisions that make somebody unhappy. You're going to fire employees, enforce standards, raise your prices, say no to collaborations, restructure teams, and sometimes not even rescue everyone. Because I know some of you out there are great rescuers. But somewhere out there, someone thinks that you're the villain simply because you held a standard or wasn't doing it on their timeline. Leadership is not a popularity contest. It's a responsibility contest. That's how I see it. Think about all the responsibilities you have as a leader. Who else is stepping into that? It's so few and far between. But here's what most people don't see. Sometimes the hardest critic isn't even out there. She's inside. She often internalizes the villain label. Yeah, that she could be you. Quite often we shrink ourselves to avoid being disliked. We overexplain our decisions so that people might be able to understand why we said no. We try to please everyone, apologizing for our own authority. The real danger isn't being somebody else's villain. It's becoming your own villain by shrinking and by diluting your voice. I don't want you to dilute your voice. When you fear being disliked, you start leading from fear, not from power. Like, I had an employee quit. They felt overworked and not listened to. I get it. When management, myself included, asked what we could take off of their plate so that they didn't feel overworked, they were never willing to let anything go. What they wanted was for me to hire them an assistant that they could control and mold into what they wanted. But that wasn't in the budget. Not yet. But again, this person would not let anything go, but continued to complain about another person, how they weren't helping them in the perfect way. I know I became the villain. I also know what's coming in our business. And I know what the budget was at the time. And it didn't have the space to hire another person in that moment. We had to put some other things into place to make that happen. There were other things that had to happen in order for them to get what it is that they wanted. Unfortunately for that person, I wasn't fast enough or rich enough to solve the problems that they wanted, and they chose to quit. And they quit and took no responsibility for the outcome. I knew that I was not going to be liked for my decision. I get it. I had all the information to make the best decision for the overall company, not for the one individual. And sometimes the criticism and the feedback is hurtful and disrespectful. And that's how it was with this person. But ask yourself, where are you holding back to avoid criticism? Where are you diluting your authority just to stay likable? The person who quit, they left, they're mad. I can't help that. I did listen. I did hear them. I just wasn't fast enough. They didn't like my response because it wasn't what they wanted. But here's the twist. The villain narrative can become your power tool. Every disruptor was called difficult. Being polarizing can build authority. Like, you have the most information about your vision and the tools that you have available to you. In the case of the employee, I knew the tools that we had available. There were other tools that were available to that person they weren't willing to take to utilize. They weren't willing to release anything. There was a lot of things that could have been different if they would allow me as the leader to step in and help. If they would have listened to the management to help reduce some of that stress or the overwork that they felt. But the reality is you have to remember that my integrity and my respect in my business is greater than the liability of losing an employee. And I know that doesn't sound nice, but you can be warm and formidable, but you don't need everyone to like you. I'm not committed to being liked. I'm much more committed to being respected. You need the right people to trust you. Villains in one story, guess what? They're heroes in another. There were employees that I found afterwards that felt like they were bullied by that employee. But they never spoke up about it. So guess what? In one employee, I'm a villain. With another employee, I was a hero. See, there's no win in any of it. It's just what it is. So what if we could reframe the word villain? Right? Because if a villain is a woman who refused to comply, is she a villain or is she a hero? A villain is a woman who enforces standards. A villain is a woman who chooses growth over comfort. A villain is a woman who sees the bigger picture and can't stop for somebody else's tantrum. Every superhero is a villain to someone. Every hero disrupts the status quo. And villains exist in the eyes of those that feel threatened by change or staying small. And guess what? Your power threatens comfort. It threatens laziness. It threatens outdated norms, right? If you're never the villain, you're probably not leading anything. So at some point, you'll be labeled difficult, intimidating, cold, bossy, too much, and so much more. Y'all have heard him. But here's the truth. Those labels are often the price of power. You don't need to rewrite your leadership to fit someone else's comfort. You do not need to shrink your authority just to stay in somebody else's good graces. Sorry, ladies. Be the villain in stories that require you to stay small. Be that villain in those stories. Because if it requires you to stay small, it's time to say peace out. And be the hero in your own power stories. Like, this is why I say sometimes that it's really important to have a great support network. You know, build a support network for yourself with other women leaders who understand the unique challenges that we women leaders face. Creating the space to be honest and have honest conversations about power and isolation and resilience. Those, when you do that, it helps to reduce that sense of loneliness that we get. You know, it often shows up and we feel really bad or we have guilt and all of that stuff. But guess what? That's part of the leadership role. Don't sit in it. It's not yours to sit in. You're meant to go out and ask other women, how are they doing it? How do they handle it? Don't hide because keyboard warriors are out there or because employees expect you to stand in their space and they're not willing to stand in your space. The other thing that you can do, you know, is just really connect with people. I mean, that's why I created the Hive Hangout, because then we have other people that we can talk to, that we can share, you know, thoughts with, meaning like, hey, how did you handle this? Or how did you handle that? Because really, that's the way this podcast has become, is like, this is how I've handled some stuff. Right? These are the things that aren't talked about in business. And of course, you have to have self-care strategies and mental health practices to make sure that, you know, you maintain that sense of self and purpose while facing the criticism and the exclusion. You have to prioritize your community, your mentorship, your personal well-being, because you are an amazing leader and you have to be able to sustain your impact, right? And continue to thrive, even when navigating the villain narrative. I mean, yes, there's true villains out in the world. Okay. There's true evil out there, but that's not you. I'm not talking to those people. Those people aren't listening to this podcast. The ones that are listening to this podcast are tired of being called the villain. Just because they step into their authenticity, they step into their grace, they step into the beauty that they were designed to step into. Even when it feels uncomfortable, even when it's hard, even when you have to make the hard decisions, even when you have to like say no, right? All of these things, it's not easy, but God designed you to be a certain way. And you can't shrink yourself just because it'll make somebody else feel better. Because guess what? You don't feel better. So if there's one thing that I could share with you, it's just to remember that every superhero is a villain to somebody. Every hero disrupts that status quo. Not everybody's going to like you. Don't be committed to being liked. Be committed to being respected. I know this was a fast one today, but I really wanted to put it out there. So thank you for joining me for this honest, narrative, conversation about how we might be called villains. We might be seen by villains by some people, but to somebody else, we're heroes. We're the superheroes that stepped into the shoes of being the leaders in our businesses, in our communities, in our families. I'd love to hear your stories. I'd love to hear how, when you crossed that line and became the villain in your business, or how it shaped your journey. Share your experiences with me because I'd love to hear it. Share this podcast if you think it could lift somebody up to remind them that, yeah, it gets tough being the villain for somebody else. But remember, you're the hero to somebody else. So share with somebody. But until next time, right? Keep your heels high and your standards even higher. Be blessed. And thank you for joining me here on Superheroes in Heels.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.